Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, November 18, 2025. We'll have Argentine destinations. We'll go to a hippie town in the province of Córdoba. We'll also have the artist of the day, Roberto Goyeneche, one of the most iconic tango singers of all time, very charismatic also. And we'll be sharing our regular DX supplement of every week. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslraya@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. And the show airs on the frequency of 5850 kHz and also via internet on riot.com.ar. Plus our app for mobile devices, Digital Riot, that you can download for free. Okay? Available for both Android and Apple phones. We're gonna start now with some music, and I absolutely adore this track. I love this band. This is the first band of Charlie Garcia, a man who is the most important rock star in the country, and he had several groups, several bands. I would guess that the majority of people are fans of his solo phase, in which he achieved massive popularity. But personally, my favorite phase by Charlie Garcia is the first. I love Sui Generis. I think those are perfect songs, like Beatles level songs. Songs that come from the heart, and songs that appeal to a generation in a way that no other phase of Charlie Garcia did. And that's saying a lot. I didn't live through that generation, but I can totally feel how these songs were revolutionary and really connected with the youth of the era. We're talking of the early 1970s. Yeah, 1970s, the first years of the 1970s. And since we said we're going to have a feature on a town that is associated with the hippie movement in Argentina, I wanted to play something that one could somehow associate with that period, with that phase, with that aesthetic in Argentina. And Sui Generis certainly provided some background music to that. This is a great track called Aprendizaje, which would be something like learning process. And there it goes, on RAE.
Aprende a ser formal y cortés, cortándome el pelo una vez por mes, y si me aplazó la formalidad, es que nunca me gustó la sociedad. Viento del sur, lluvia de abril, quiero saber dónde debo ir. No quiero estar sin poder crecer, aprendiendo las lecciones para ser. tuve muchos maestros de que aprender. Solo conocían su ciencia y el deber. Nadie se animó a decir una verdad. Siempre el miedo fue tonto. Casa pobre, años de aprender. Cómo compartir un tiempo de paz. Nuestro hijo traerá todo lo demás.
I learned how to be formal and polite by getting a haircut once a month. It's one of the great lines included in this fantastic song by Sui Generis that takes us back to the early 1970s. Nobody bats an eye anymore about somebody's haircut. But back then, well, society was pretty repressive, especially security forces. People would be chased and arrested or harassed by security forces or by other people because of their haircut, for guys having long hair or girls using a miniskirt, wearing a miniskirt. So this song is from that period. And sporting long hair was kind of an act of resistance in the early 1970s Argentina. Sui Generis on RAE, Aprendizaje.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Welcome to Argentine Destinations. Today we travel to a place where time slows down, where dirt streets, crystal clear rivers, and a countercultural spirit meet in harmony. San Marcos Sierras, in the province of Córdoba. San Marcos Sierras is located about 150 kilometers northwest of Córdoba city, in the department of Cruz del Eje, in the scenic Valle de Punilla, the Punilla Valley. What makes San Marcos so special is more than its landscapes. It's its lifestyle. The small town became one of Argentina's first hippie communities in the late 1960s and 70s. Residents came drawn by ideals of pacifism, a simpler life, love of nature, and a rejection of modern hustle. Even today, many people feel that spirit lingers. San Marcos also has very deep roots. The area was historically inhabited by indigenous peoples, like the Comechingones and the Sanavirones, and some of their legacy remains alive in local culture. If you're planning to visit, you can get there by car, driving from Córdoba city, and take road number 38 north towards Cruz del Eje, then switch to a rural road known as the Camino del Cuadrado. By bus, well, there are several companies serving this route. ERSA and Sarmiento offer services connecting Córdoba city to San Marcos Sierra. Because the town roads aren't paved, driving feels more like a journey into nature than a highway trip, which somehow is part of the charm. Now, why visit San Marcos Sierra? What can you do there? First, you have the hippie legacy. One of the most iconic places in San Marcos is the Museo Hippie, the Hippie Museum, just a little walk from the main plaza on Callejón Los Duendes, the Elves Alley. This museum claims to be unique in the world, with artifacts from the 1960s counterculture, such as vinyl records, clothes, memorabilia, even a guitar, once owned by the Argentine rocker Tanguito. The town's streets are unpaved intentionally. Many residents chose this to stay connected to the earth. Walking around, you'll also find the famous vegetal tunnels, paths shaded by large native trees, lined with artisan stalls, herb gardens, and peaceful corners to rest and to reflect. In addition to that, you've got, obviously, nature and outdoor experiences. San Marcos Sierras is a nature lover's paradise. It's surrounded by rivers, notably the San Marcos River and the Quilpo River, with clean, calm waters, great for picnics, swimming, or just quiet contemplation. And if you love hiking, don't miss the Cerro de la Cruz, where a viewpoint offers spectacular panoramic views at sunset. The Mirador de la Espina, another lookout point framed by native trees, walks through the tunnels of native vegetation, which feel like living green corridors. And there's more. There is apiculture and local production. San Marcos is famous for its honey, and in fact, it is sometimes called the Pueblo de la Miel, the honey town. It produces organic chemical-free honey. Visitors can tour a thematic apiculture park called El Árbol, the tree, where beekeepers share how honey is made, and you can taste propolis, royal jelly, wax, even local product beers made with honey. You also can visit the craft fair and the community market. On weekends, there is a community fair. Local artisans sell agrochemical-free, handcrafted goods, organic vegetables, olive oil, goat cheese, and indigenous crafts. And the town is also known for its new age and sustainable living communities. Permaculture principles are very present. Many locals practice regenerative agriculture and ecological design. And there is also a small colonial chapel, built in 1734. This is next to the main plaza, providing a peaceful contrast to the hippie vibe. San Marcos is not just a tourist spot, it's a living, breathing community. Many of its residents are descendants of original hippies, mixed with newcomers from cities like Buenos Aires, Rosario, and beyond. What makes the town tick is its eco-conscious identity. It has local regulations that limit the use of agrochemicals, reinforcing its commitment to sustainability. People describe life here as walking slowly, appreciating aromas, listening to birds, and breathing deeply. What's the best time to visit? Summer, obviously, December through February, which is great for river swims, picnics, and longer daylight hours. But you can also come over here for the shoulder seasons, spring or autumn. That's ideal for hiking and calm, as you will be avoiding large crowds. When it comes to accommodation and food, you can stay in cabañas, sheds, bungalows, hostels or campgrounds, all very much in tune with the town's rustic and natural feel. Food-wise, there are vegetarian and vegan options, thanks to the community's roots in alternative living. Local specialties to try include honey, goat cheese, olives, and arrope de tuna, sweet cactus syrup, among others. Why San Marcos Sierras matters? San Marcos Sierras is more than a tourist hideaway. It's a symbol of alternative living, nature conservation, and spiritual simplicity. In a world that moves fast, this place invites you to slow down, to connect with your surroundings, to reflect, and to rediscover what it means to live lightly and deeply. Whether you come for rivers, for hikes, for honey, or just to escape, San Marcos Sierras offers a rare mix of serenity, community, and timelessness. And now let us play what I think could be the most hippie song one can come across in the Argentine songbook by group Arcoiris, which tells about, well, having spending the morning or waking up in the countryside, in the wild, by the mountains, living free away from the city. Mañanas Campestres, Countryside Mornings, by group Arcoiris.
Thank you.
Frontier.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mokete, Argentine.
RAE, Argentina au mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents Roberto Goyeneche, the great narrator of tango. The most famous tango singer of the last decades, Roberto Goyeneche, was the embodiment of a unique style in which the spoken word prevailed.
Barrio de Belgrano, Caserón de Texas. ¿Te acordás, hermano, de las tibias noches sobre la vereda? Cuando un tren cercano nos dejaba viejas, raras añoranzas bajo la templanza suave del rosal.
Roberto Goyeneche was born in 1926 in the neighborhood of Saavedra in the city of Buenos Aires. And there he grew up and lived all his life. He belonged to a modest family of Basque origin. His father had a little store and he was an amateur pianist. The family included several uncles, one of them a bandoneon player. Since his father died when he was only five, Roberto had to start working at a very early age to help with the support of the family. He loved the memories of his family, his neighborhood, and the football club he was a fan of, Platense.
In Saavedra, casa de mi abuela, de mi madre.
I was born in Saavedra and my grandmother's house. My mom's name was Maria Elena and my dad's Emilio. I have a brother, and let me tell you that 99.5% of my childhood was a happy time, very happy time. Life was different. We shared everything.
Se compartía todo.
Revivió, revivió en las voces dormidas del piano y al conjuro sutil de tu mano. El faltón del abuelo vendrá.
To collaborate with his family, Goyeneche dropped out from secondary school and started working as errand boy for a lawyer study, where he would later become an administrative. He had also other jobs. He worked as mechanic, bus driver, and taxi driver. And always, always he sang. And although he never pursued musical studies, he liked to say he sang before he was born. And tango, during his time, was quite trendy.
A metros de lo de los Goyeneche.
Meters away from the Goyeneche's house, there lived a bandoneon player and conductor of an orchestra integrated by musicians of the same neighborhood. Roberto started his career as singer with them. For them, the music was an everyday enjoyment. The local orchestras, like today's rock bands, were to be found at every corner. And since he was a child, Goyeneche felt the tango influence. He was surrounded by tango. And from his early years of adolescent, he practiced the tango lyrics that brought fame to Gardel, Magaldi, Corsini and Charlo, published in the magazine The Singing Soul. The repertoire also included his uncle's compositions. Among them, the tango Pompas that Gardel himself had sung before.
Compuesto temas para Enrique Cadícamo.
Bebeta de mi barrio, papa papusa, que andas paseando en auto con un bacán, que te has cortado el pelo como se usa y que te lo has teñido con los champán. En los pingundines de por aquí fuelle, bailas haciendo cortes de cotizón y que a la milonguera pa' darle dique al irte con tu camba pa' ti.
Roberto Goyeneche launched his artistic career singing with the different orchestras of the time. Until in 1944, he was the winner of a contest of tango singers organized at a club, and whose first prize consisted in singing a whole season with the orchestra of Raúl Caplún. Goyeneche was still underage and received the prize through his mother, only after Caplún himself promised to put the young singer on the bus back home once the performance was over every night.
Era más blanda que el agua. dije que el agua blanda era más fresca que el río. Un naranjo en flor y en esa calle de estío, calle perdida, dejó un pedazo de vida y se marchó. Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon en el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz.
When Goyeneche turned 18, he left his job as a mechanic and started driving a bus. And later, a taxi an uncle of his gave to him. Simultaneously, he sang every night with Kaplun's orchestra. After getting married, and in order to support his new family, he stopped singing and took to bus driving. Yet, after some time,
los pasajeros que transporta Goyeneche.
The passengers on Goyeneche's bus had the privilege of listening little by little his rendezvous with tango. Polish drove and sang. Justo José Otero, Horacio Salgan's representative, heard him one night while Goyeneche was driving the bus, and he immediately told Salgan. Shortly after, when there appeared a vacancy in the orchestra, they went after the bus driver, and after a thorough search, they found him.
Milonga era bullanguera, que la vas de alma de loca, la que con tu risa alegre despertas el cabaret, la que llevas la alegría en los ojos y en la boca, la que siempre fueras reina de la farra y el placer.
Goyeneche's participation in Salgan's orchestra left very valuable recordings such as Anat's Soul and Let the Carnival Go On, among others. It was there that he was baptized with the nickname The Polish. Due to his fair hair, he would stay with Salgan until 1956.
La sonrisa de tus labios dibujaban quebrada y una entrevista lágrima turbada como una perla de tus ojos fue a rodar.
In 1956, the Polish joined Aníbal Troilo's orchestra to stay until 1963. The Polish's performance with Troilo was decisive in his career because it offered him a repertoire that would accompany him until the end of it, and also gave him a very respected name within the tango world. We will listen to Goyeneche now recalling his first meeting with Pichuco, the nickname under which Troilo was known.
Y yo estaba cantando con Salgan.
I was singing with Salgan. Pichuco comes in just when I started singing, and the people forgot Salgan and Goyeneche and started shouting, Pichuco, Pichuco. Then, on the microphone, I said, stop it, silence. Troilo also asks people to shut up and sit down. When I finished singing and climbed down the stage, Troilo got hold of my arm and told me, Pibe, I have to talk to you, because I'd like you to come to sing with me. I did not take it seriously, but as a way of retribution or excuse for what had just happened. And the time went by until Zita, Troilo's wife, told him one day, you know who my favorite singer is? A fair-haired boy that sings with Salgan. And then and there, Pichuco comes, but to listen to me.
Le dijo al gordo, mira, mi cantor, ¿sabe quién es mi cantor? Este, hay un rubiecito ahí que canta.
Lástima abandonar mi corazón, tu ronca maldición maleva, tu lágrima de ron me lleva hacia el hondo bajo fondo donde el barro se subleva. Ya sé, no me digas tener razón. La vida es una herida absurda y es todo, todo tan fugaz que es una curda nada más. Mi confesión.
The registrations made during this period became classics, such as The Last Bouge and Drizzle.
De frío, el viento trae un extraño lamento. Parece un pozo de sombras la noche, y yo en las sombras camino muy lento. Mientras tanto, la garúa se acentúa con sus púas en mi corazón. Y en esa noche tan fría y tan mía, pensando siempre lo mismo, mi abismo. Y por más que quiero odiarla, desecharla y olvidarla, la recuerdo más. Garúa, solo y triste por la acera, va este corazón transido con tristeza de tapera, sintiendo tu hielo, porque aquella con su olvido hoy le ha abierto una gotera. Perdido como un duende que en las sombras más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa, tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar. Como un duende que en la sombra más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa, tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar.
Although Goyeneche felt comfortable with the orchestra he was, it was Troilo himself who helped him develop as a soloist. And he was right, only that it took him some time. In 1967, finally, Roberto Goyeneche registered his first record as a soloist with the orchestra of Armando Pontier. As from then on, he would register with different orchestras, many of them especially integrated for him.
Un pedazo de barrio, allá en Pompeya, durmiéndose al costado del terraplén. Un farol balanceando en la barrera y el misterio de adiós que siembra el tren. Un ladrido de perros a la luna, el amor escondido en un portón. Los sapos redoblando en la laguna y a lo lejos la voz del bandoneón.
His career as a soloist started consolidating, but also his style, which would finally rank him among the best interpreters of tango. And not exactly as singer, but as narrator. Composer and pianist Attilio Stampone says, Goyeneche's style is created by himself, little by little, as from the moment he becomes a soloist. That's to say, that original phrasing that makes him unique in the genre, the control of the time, of the rhythm. The Polish had his own phrases, better than most musicians. I believe that the Polish is the opposite of Gardel. Because when listens to that voice, I'm convinced there is no other voice as beautiful as Gardel's in the world. And he is the great tango singer. Why? The Polish is the opposite. Because the Polish tells us tango stories rather than sing them. And he tells the story as no other tango singer ever did.
Como no la ha contado ningún cantor de tango.
Estás desorientado y no sabes qué trole hay que tomar para seguir. Y en ese desencuentro con la fe, querés cruzar el mar y no podés. La araña que salvaste te picó, ¿qué vas a hacer? Y el hombre que ayudaste te hizo mal, dale que va. Y todo el carnaval gritando pisoteo, la mano fraternal que Dios te dio.
Eclectic, modern, mediatic. Roberto Goyeneche succeeded in surviving all those years that tango was démodé. He announced his retirement several times, overcome a surgery in the vocal cords, and even under a diagnosis of emphysema, he kept singing and singing. Regained popularity in 1988 after a role played at the film South of Argentine filmmaker Fernando Pino Solanas. Thanks to that performance, the tango as a musical genre regained interest among the young generation.
Quisiste con ternura y el amor te devoró de atrás hasta el riñón.
Throughout his career, he's recorded almost 50 records and his registers are permanently selected for new re-editions or anthologies.
Amargo desencuentro porque ves que es al revés. Creíste en la honradez y en la moral, qué estupidez.
Roberto Goyeneche, the Polish, passed away in 1994. He was the last representative of the Bohemian tango interpreter.
Siempre al amor vuelvo a vos con mi deseo, con mi temor. Llevo el sur como un destino del corazón. Soy del sur como los aires del bandoneón. Sueño el sur, inmensa luna, cielo al revés. Busco el sur, el tiempo abierto y su después. Quiero el sur, su buena gente, su dignidad. Siento el sol como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Te quiero solo, solo te quiero.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Roberto Goyeneche, the great narrator of tango.
Vuelvo al sur, como se vuelve siempre al amor. Vuelvo a vos, con mi deseo, con mi temor. Quiero el sur.
Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.
Siento el sol como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Vuelvo al sur, llevo el sur. Te quiero sol.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Welcome to the DX supplement of every week. We begin today's information roundup in Australia, where on 15,460 kHz you can hear Reach Beyond Shortwave, broadcasting from Kununurra. The station has its Japanese language service on Saturdays and Sundays from 1100 to 1130 UTC time. Once again, that's 15,460 kHz. Then you've got cross-strait radio A24 transmission schedule. The A24 shortwave schedule for cross-strait radio, operated by China National Radio and also known as the Voice of Taihai, is as follows. 2055 through 2300 hours UTC time on 7385 kHz. 2055 through midnight on 9665 kHz and 5925 kHz. 2300 through 0900 hours UTC time on 11935 kHz. Midnight through 10 UTC time, 9685 kHz. 0900 through 1705 UTC time, frequency 7385 kHz. 10,000 through 1705 UTC time, 9665 through 5925 kHz. All transmissions come from the Dudian transmitter site near Beijing, operating at 100 kilowatts. Moving on to Madagascar. From Madagascar, Transworld Radio can be heard on 15,440 kHz, broadcasting in Urdu via the Talata Volonon retransmitter at approximately 1445 UTC time. Next, we've got Myanmar. This time, we have good news. for shortwave listeners connected to this country. Thasin or Thasin Radio, Thasin Radio, I don't know how to pronounce that, sorry. That's Thazin. Has returned to the shortwaves, transmitting from Pin U Luin. The station is using several alternate frequencies and broadcasting in the multiple languages spoken across Myanmar, though its current full schedule is not yet clear. However, it has been confirmed on 6165 kHz at 0130 UTC time in a vernacular language. Moving on to Peru, active shortwave stations. We close this first section in Latin America, specifically Peru, where the following stations continue to be active on the shortwaves. Radio Tarma on 4775 kHz in Tarma, Junin. Then Radio Quillabamba, 5025 kHz, Quillabamba, Cusco. Radio Logos, 4810 kHz in Chasuta, Tarapoto. Radio Huanta 2000, 4750 kHz in Huanta, Ayacucho, or Huanta, that's a silent H. And Radio Senda Cristiana, Christian Path, 4820 kHz from Cotahuasi in Arequipa Department. These stations can be heard as early as 1000 hours UTC time and as late as 2300 UTC time. Broadcasting news now. In Argentina, CNN Radio is about to close. This station will cease operations in 1 month, ending nearly 7 years on the air as part of a global restructuring by Warner Bros. Discovery. The US network is transferring local operations back to its partner, Argentinos Media. And in 2026, the station will return to its historic name, Radio Belgrano, 950 AM, with new programming and a move to the WAM Entertainment Studios. The current programming will end on Friday, December 19. During January and February, AM 950 will air music and news updates until the official relaunch. The new phase will focus on three pillars: traditional broadcasting, streaming, strong social media presence, including a 24-hour live YouTube channel from WAM Studios. Warner Bros. Discovery is considering a corporate split and potential sale of assets. Among reported potential buyers, we've got Paramount Skydance, Netflix, Comcast, Amazon, and Apple. CNN Radio arrived in Argentina at the end of 2018 during a moment of strong expansion for international media brands. Over the years, many of its original hosts departed as the company gradually adopted a more distant strategy towards the local market. In the United Kingdom, the BBC issued a public apology to American President Donald Trump for a misleading edit of his January 6, 2021 speech. However, the network stated it strongly disagrees that there is any basis for a defamation claim. The BBC is facing one of its most serious crises in years, including the director general resigning, the head of news stepping down, concerns being raised about editorial accuracy and internal bias, and also Trump threatening a $1 billion lawsuit claiming reputational and financial harm. The controversy began when the Daily Telegraph published extracts from an internal standards report. It highlighted issues such as the BBC's handling of transgender topics, alleged anti-Israel bias in the Arabic service, and crucially, a misleading edit in a Panorama episode titled "Trump, a Second Chance," aired days before the 2024 US election. The external production company combined three segments of Trump's January 6th speech into what appeared to be a single quote suggesting he directly urged supporters to march with him and fight like hell. The edit implied he encouraged the storming of the US Capitol. The BBC initially called it an error of judgment, but said little publicly until the pressure escalated on November 9, prompting resignations and stronger statements. President Trump demanded a retraction, a direct apology, and compensation. The BBC has now apologized in writing, but refuses to pay damages. The crisis comes at a delicate moment. The new centre-left Labour government is preparing the once-per-decade review of the BBC's charter, which expires in 2027. The culture secretary has promised sustainable funding, but made no commitments regarding changes to the annual licence fee of £174, or £174.50, that everybody in the UK pays for having access to air broadcasting. And finally, we end in Israel. Defense Minister Israel Katz announced a proposal to suspend broadcasts of the army radio Galei Tzahal until March 1st, 2026, to preserve what he calls the non-partisan character of the armed forces. Katz argued that a military-run station should not be used as a platform for opinions critical of the army. The station's director, Tal Lev Ram, said the decision was unexpected, not based on professional considerations, and represents a dramatic blow to freedom of the press. He pledged to oppose the move. Army Radio is one of Israel's two state-funded broadcasters, alongside CAN. Both are publicly funded but editorially independent, and both have been strongly criticized by the government of Benjamin Netanyahu, which has often accused them of institutional bias. And with that, we conclude this week's edition of the DX Supplement of RAI, the international service of the Argentine Radio, content produced by our longtime DX collaborator and good friend Arnaldo Slain. Kain 73.
RAI.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Wrapping up for today, Walter Danesi was our sound technician for today. My name is Fernando Farias. This was our show for Tuesday, November 18, 2025. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta mañana.